Welcome back, everybody. And today, after all of this talk about suffering and samsara, we're going to start talking about what everybody maybe wants to talk about or wants to know about, is what is liberation. Before we start, let's do the opening prayers and raise bodhicitta. Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha. Homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. Homage to Gelwe Nyugu Rinpoche. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. To sacred bodhicitta, the precious and excellent mind, where it is not, may it arise. Where it is, may it never decline, consistently growing, rising higher and higher. And to infinite peace between all beings. What is liberation? Is it that feeling when you've really been waiting for the weekend to come? You're going to have a great weekend and you leave the office. Is that liberation? Actually, that is a kind of liberation. Yeah, what is liberation from samsara? Liberation is to be free of the suffering of the cyclical existence in samsara. And sometimes this can be a little bit difficult to grasp in the beginning. So if you don't grasp it in the beginning, don't be too concerned. Why this is because liberation is going beyond concept, and we use concept to explain everything. So we're using our concepts to give us a guideline, to point us in the direction of liberation. But this is really a state beyond these concepts. For instance, if you have to explain how a sweet tastes, you might very well know through your own tasting how it is, but to actually explain to somebody else and for the other person to really know the taste is going to be very difficult. They'll need to taste the sweet for themselves, then they know exactly how the sweet tastes. Maybe, for example, if somebody wins the X Factor or America or Britain's Idols, imagine the feeling. Now you say to somebody, how does it feel to be the winner? They can give you many adjectives, but it's not really, you're not really going to know how it feels unless you experience it yourself. To attain liberation, we need to free ourselves from the suffering of the cyclical existence in samsara. And to do this, we have to understand what the problem is, what is the cause. And once we know the cause, then we tackle the problem. And what is the root cause of this concept of samsara, or the cycling in samsara, is this belief or our ignorance of thinking that we are a truly existing self, a self that is independent of everything else, independent of causes and conditions, and is permanent. When we understand this, we start to see that the biggest problems we face are not coming from external factors. The biggest problems are coming from our internal problems, our afflictions, and enemy number one is our ignorance. Similarly to having an illness, when we have an illness, we go and find out, oh, I've got these symptoms, find out what is the cause of this, and then we tackle it. So this is what we need to tackle to free ourselves from samsara, is to tackle this ignorance of ours. Generally, when we start any teaching or any practice, we give rise to bodhicitta, and we make the aspiration that all beings may have happiness and its causes, and that they may be free from suffering and its causes. Now, where this is so important is it's not only to have the happiness, but we also have to have the causes of happiness. If we have the causes of happiness, then through those causes, happiness will manifest or ripen in the future as well. And also not only to be free of suffering, but also we must free ourselves of the causes of suffering. If we take away the causes, then there's not going to be the result. For instance, the example of having some kind of illness. One is we must treat the symptoms, so that's the suffering. But also, if we can remove the cause of the illness. If we remove the cause of the illness, then the illness isn't going to happen. So we also need to remove the causes of suffering. And if we take away the causes of suffering, then the suffering won't happen. It's like if you go to India and you drink the tap water. And if you drink the tap water, you're likely to get diarrhea. So what do? You treat the diarrhea with whatever medicines. So this is one way. Another way is just to avoid drinking the water. If you avoid drinking the tap water, then you're likely to avoid getting diarrhea. And then you won't have to take any medicines to combat the result of having diarrhea. And to resolve this problem of samsaric existence, then there's really two key aspects that we should address. The first is cause and effect and dependent origination. And the second is the result of attachment to true existence. With respect to the first point, we've discussed the concept of cause and effect and dependent origination. I think it is as the Buddha said. He said, whoever sees dependent origination sees the Dharma, and whoever sees the Dharma sees the Buddha. It's important that we understand that all phenomena apply to dependent origination. All phenomena come about relying on something else, on causes and conditions coming together. For instance, a beautiful flower doesn't come into existence on its own right. It comes into existence because of the seed that was able to germinate, the water, the soil, the right temperatures, the sunlight. There are many, many causes and conditions that enable this flower, to bloom, to blossom, and to also stay there for a while. In the same way, for every moment of our existence, there are so many different causes and conditions coming together that make each moment possible. And through this, we then see that there is no independent self or truly existing self. There is no independent self or permanent self. And this misconception of an independent or permanent self is the root of all samsara. And when we understand this, then we can understand emptiness and we can sever this root of samsara. We can attain liberation. I think Buddha also said that he said in quotes, when this is, that is. When this arises, that arises. When this is not, that is not. When this ceases, that ceases. Close quotations.